Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Fall is a very busy time for gardeners, and there is a little bit of time left to do some final lawn care before winter is upon us. To help ensure an attractive, healthy lawn next season, some important fall lawn care practices: mowing, fertilizing, controlling weeds, and raking. Information from our ISU Extension Horticulture Hotline specialists on some of those autumn lawn care tasks. First of all, there's been a lot of discussion lately about removing leaves from the lawn and whether or not that's necessary. The answer lies in how many leaves exactly you have on your lawn. Keep in mind that your turf grass plants use light, water, and nutrients to manufacture food. In fall, lawn areas beneath large trees are often completely covered with leaves and sometimes even a thick layer of leaves. This leaf debris may prevent the grass from manufacturing and storing food prior to winter. Leaves also may mat down and smother the grass over the winter, especially if ice gets in there and kind of cements them together. So if you have a thick layer of leaves with little or no grass visible, you may need to rake those up and remove them. However, a small amount of leaves can be left or chopped up with a mulching mower. Small quantities of finely shredded leaves will filter down into the grass canopy and actually potentially improve the nutrient density of your lawn rather than rest on the grass surface. So if you do have a light layer of leaves, go ahead and mulch those up and let them filter down into your grass. How long should you continue mowing the lawn? Until the grass stops growing in the fall is the short answer. Obviously, there is no definitive timeline on that. Good guideline, though: the foliage of cool season grasses, such as Kentucky bluegrass, will stop growing when daytime high temperatures are consistently below 50 degrees Fahrenheit. We're getting close to that here around this time of year. In Iowa, bluegrass, on average, usually stops growing in late October to early November. Once that happens, the lawnmower can be put away for the winter. Also, we get the question of how late can I apply a broadleaf herbicide to my lawn to prevent some of those summer problem weeds. Fall is the best time to control perennial broadleaf weeds such as dandelion, plantain, clover, etc. in the lawn with a broadleaf herbicide, and those applications can be made anytime from mid-September to early November. Effective broadleaf herbicides may include active ingredients such as 2,4-D, MCPP, dicamba, triclopyr, and others. Keep in mind that the most effective herbicide products will contain a mixture of two or three of these active ingredients, as no single compound will control all broadleaf weeds. These can be applied as liquids or granules. Before applying, carefully read and follow all label directions. And again, watch your temperatures. Once everything goes dormant, your herbicide is going to be slightly less effective. Similarly with fertilizer, fertilizer applications can be made mid-September to late October or early November. Those mid-September fertilization will promote a moderate rate of shoot growth and thicken the turf, where the application in late October or early November, once the foliage has stopped growing, will promote root growth and early green up next spring. On average, you should apply at a rate of 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet in mid-October or early November. And finally, once you've put everything away for the year, what is the best way to store that open bag of lawn fertilizer or other chemicals? Lawn and garden fertilizers should be stored in their original bags or containers so you know the content and the analysis of the product next season. Granular fertilizers should be stored in a protected location where they will remain dry. Granular products will absorb moisture from the air, causing them to cake up like cement. An excellent way to store those is to place them in large containers such as 5-gallon buckets and cover with a tight sealing lid. And of course, it goes without saying, keep them out of reach of any animals or young children that may cause them harm. As we look into our garden tasks for the rest of this year and especially into next year, want to throw a quick note out there that the 2018 ISU Extension Garden Calendar is now available both in the Extension online store and here in stock in the Extension office. This garden calendar for 2018 is titled Celebrating with Plants and features holiday-inspired imagery and stories behind today's traditions that feature plants. They chose celebrations that have strong ties to plants, and each month highlights a different tradition or celebration with plants as a centerpiece. They find those connections each month and highlight the plants that make them so special. The calendar has long been a favorite with gardeners, as it's a large grid calendar that offers space to create a garden journal or record progress in your own garden. Each month features tips that provide timely information for fruit and vegetable care, lawn care, trees and shrubbery, and more. Whether you garden with flowers, fruits, vegetables, trees, or turf grass, this annual calendar is a great resource for tips on a variety of topics so you can easily know what tasks should be completed next in your garden. While the calendar has included gardening tips in the past, the horticulture team at ISU shares that the 2018 edition does provide additional details. The cost of the calendar is $7, and it is available through the online store or here in our office. Again, that is the 2018 garden calendar from ISU Extension titled Celebrating with Plants. And of course, for more information on resources and research available from ISU Extension that you can use in your life, give us a call here at the Cass County Extension office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or follow us on Facebook to keep up with current events. You can also come into our office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.